And he and his wife, Marina, go to our class that Judy and I taught back in Virginia. It was called Knowing the Holy Spirit. We taught it for 6 weeks. And one particular night was devoted toward what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? What does it look like? How does it happen? And I talked about three different ways in which different churches present it. And the thing that he said was, he wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he also wanted to speak in tongues, but he says, I don't think it can happen with me. And I said, Sam, you can get baptized in the Holy Spirit. You don't have to speak in tongues tonight. It can happen some other time. But you need to go home and be alone with the Lord and say, God, I want this. It can happen in the shower. It can happen in your car. It can happen when you're mowing the lawn. It can happen whenever you're alone, and then there's no pressure on you. Don't put that pressure on you. Just say, I want it, and it'll happen when it happens. And I don't know if it was a week or 2 weeks that went by, and all of a sudden Sam walks in the classroom with a big smile on his face. And I said, Sam, what's up, man? What's with the smile? He goes, it happened. What happened? I spoke in tongues. You did? Great. You just keep practicing. You just keep doing, you know. He said, it was just a few words. I said, it's okay. Whatever you get, you get. But you keep practicing, and it'll grow. So Sam was just excited about that. Anyway, I would like to end today with a prayer. If you are wanting to grow in these areas, I would like to have you pray this prayer with me. Because again, I said from the very beginning, this is a choice. Are you willing? And to what degree are you willing to do this? It's up to you. It's not up to me. Right? And because again, every decision you're making regarding this is ongoing. It's daily. You don't decide the day you get saved and then you don't make any more decisions to get closer to God. Holy Spirit is still talking to you. So, is the slide not working yet? Eric, can you move it on to the next slide? The prayer that we're going to have is just has several questions. And here's the first question. Lord, would you increase my love for you? So would you pray that with me? Lord, would you increase my love for you? Would you increase my desire for you and your gifts in my life? Would you increase my willingness to be uncomfortable and to try new things such as exercising the gifts of the Spirit? I desire to surrender more and more of my life to you. Help me to become more dependent upon you and less on myself. Father, I pray that you would honor that prayer for everyone who prayed it this morning in this room, that you are taking them to new levels. Jim talked about the fact that God wants to take us into a greater level of growth in pre-service prayer. Judy talked about taking advantage of the Kairos moments. Lord, would you open our eyes? Would you open our ears and our understanding to perceive those moments? And would you give us a heart that's willing to say yes to those things that you reveal to us, Lord. We thank you for your revelation and that how you want to take us deeper and deeper into the waters of the Holy Spirit, that we may know you more, trust you more, and believe you more, and live in the joy of what you're doing in our lives. So I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Over every member here and those who are watching on the live stream. We bless them as well. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed. I pray that you have a great, safe holiday weekend. All right? And please sign up for the food or the drink that you're going to bring on Friday.